Nearly 2 years ago, 12 countries in Southeast Asia were devastated by a tsunami. More than 200,000 people were killed. Now, Hollywood has produced a dramatic tsunami, a new HBO miniseries starting Sunday called Tsunami: The Aftermath. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
There may be no trickier proposition in Hollywood than mining fiction from a mass tragedy. To the credit of HBO, Tsunami: The Aftermath doesn't come across as exploitative. But I wouldn't call it transcendent either. The miniseries explores the effects of a select group of individuals trying to make the best of a horrific situation. On the surface, it puts on a very strong showing. The tsunami and its wreckage are impressively recreated, and the emotional wreckage is well handled by a terrific cast, including Oscar nominees like Tim Roth, Toni Collette, and Sophie Okonedo. Perhaps the most powerful performance comes from Chiwetel Ejiofor, whose character emerges from the waters missing his wife and child. In this scene, he breaks bad news to a fellow survivor.
Your husband's dead. He died en route to the hospital yesterday.
I don't know where his body is. I had to leave him just north of Khao Lak. I'm sorry.
The main problem with Aftermath is it's deeply conventional, and too often melodramatic. It's a miniseries in the most classic sense, forcing characters to intersect in artificial ways. They range from British tourists to the poor Thai natives who serve them their drinks. Watching Aftermath, you get the impression HBO couldn't decide which approach it wanted to take to the material, so it just tried all of them at once. There's the weepy drama, best exemplified here by the couple who begin to crumble after they lose their daughter. And there's the moral crusade, detailing the fight between developers and villagers to claim ravaged lands, a story probably better left for a hard-hitting documentary. But perhaps the most interesting aspect of Aftermath is a subplot that gets too little attention. It revolves around an ethical disagreement between two photographers on assignment together, one a Brit, played by Roth, and one Thai, played by Will-Yun Lee. When they happen upon monks burning unidentified bodies, it sets up an interesting clash between Eastern and Western philosophy.
They're dead.
I got the shot.
It's my camera.
Those people have families.
Monks have to protect the living, and those bodies will spread infection.
Families like to gather together, say goodbye. Maybe even say the odd prayer. It's what we call a funeral.
Don't patronize me. We syndicate that shot.
It's a good show.
It says we don't care. Look, you don't get it because you don't live your life like we do. To us, the body's just a vessel, what carries us through this life. And when it dies, the spirit's released into the next.
There's about five or six other storylines I haven't even gotten to yet. And watching Aftermath juggle it all becomes a distraction after a while. Watching something this raw demands a level of quality this miniseries doesn't quite muster.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor to Day to Day.